host of the Proactor News. We've got an exciting show this morning. We have a special guest, Olaf Hagee. Him and I were having a personal conversation before we booked, and I kind of wanted to finish it up. It was on the near flyby of the asteroid Mars. I think it's very important. Good morning, Olaf. Olaf.
Good morning, Bill.
I was going to say, if you're not there, let me know.
Well, good morning, Bill.
It's like I kind of wanted to finish a conversation we were having. I'd like to refresh people's memories because they didn't hear what we were talking about. Actually, I would like to impress people's memories. The fact is, Olaf and I were talking about the near flyby that's supposed to occur real soon here. It's like they're saying on, I had read a poem to him, a science editor had written, very mysterious. It was very interesting. They're saying that Mars is going to be brighter. It's going to be the brightest we've ever seen. It's like it'll be in the sky. It'll shine brighter than Rudolph's red nose, and Santa could tell Rudolph to stay home. Very interesting. But the thing is, we had two quakes hit. Now, first of all, we had a 7.9. Then we had two more, supposedly a 6.1 and a 5.9. And we were talking about it, talked about the possibility of a near flyby. They're saying 75 to 1 that this asteroid won't hit Mars. Now, it'll probably be about 20 to 1 by Christmas Eve. So that was Olaf's pontification. It's like, I find it fascinating because
that's not quite what I said. What I said was that
I was going to, okay, go ahead.
They discovered it in November, and this asteroid. And the asteroid at that time was estimated to have a 1 in 350 chance of hitting Mars. And then, and by the way, that collision date, if it does hit, would be about the 30th of January. So the very, almost the last day of January. So in November, they estimated a 1 in 350 chance. They recently revised it to 1 in 75. And normally, they expect the odds to be something like a million to one on a close flyby. So this really caused them to sit up and take notice because it's unusually risky that it might hit Mars. The uncertainty, part of it arises from the fact that they don't know what kind of gravitational disturbance might occur between now and the time that it approaches Mars. And
I understand they upgraded the odds now to 75 to 1.
Right, and that's about a 4.4 increase in the risk. And at that rate, by January, the risk might increase to, say, 20 to 1, or 1 in 20, if you want to look at it that way. And that would be just phenomenal. And by the time you get to the end of January, it might be down again to maybe 1 in 5 or 1 in 4. So that would cause everybody to be watching Mars live on CNN and Fox as it goes by. And that will draw an enormous amount of attention to Mars at this particular time. And I'm not so sure that this attention to Mars, whether because it's unusually bright at Christmas time, it's not the brightest we've ever seen, but it will be unusually bright. It actually reached its closest to the Earth on December 18th, a few days ago, and it will be at its brightest because it'll be closer to the sun on Christmas Eve. And halfway in between those is about today or yesterday, which is the winter solstice. So you can see that about plus or minus 4 days for the winter solstice is the points of closest approach and brightness and so forth. And that suggests something interesting because it's 5 years before 2012, December 21st, which is this date on the Mayan calendar that everybody's freaking out about.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot more to say about this subject, and maybe after the break we can do that.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. Folks, stay tuned. A lot more coming on. We're going to talk about the energy bill. We've got so much more to talk about. This is Bill Brumbaugh, Olaf Hagee, bringing you the Proactor News.
Mm-hmm. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Okay, folks, as interesting as a common thing would be, we're going to talk about spitballs in the Major Baseball League. I'm joking. Let's continue on and get into the talk about the other planetary disturbances that we've suffered, because, again, they talked about catastrophe and stuff. We didn't have any of that happen, at least publicly. So let's get it. Let's take it a little bit further.
Well, Harvey Haddix used to spit steroids on the ball, and that's how he went 13 innings with that. Oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry. Well, we've got a very interesting thing going on in the sky right now, and I think that all of this is somehow potentially connected together. We've got, I think it's 18 major quakes this year. We normally have only two or three. That's a huge increase. I've noticed sinkholes popping up all over, well, popping down, opening up, whatever, all over the country.
Believe it or not,
you know,
our roads are...
gas main and water line breaks for no apparent reason. There's all kinds of things going on in the ground. Mining collapses.
Actually, we've had some problems at our former mine up here, the old lead and zinc mine we had. Evidently, there's been some sort of collapse. Thank goodness nobody was in it. But it's like, I know it's been shut down for about 16, 17 years, but the fact is this stuff is not normal.
No, it's not normal. Well, it happens occasionally, but we're having so much of it going on that I think that this is related to the strange weather we're having. Winter arrived a month early here in Maine. We had the weather we've been having, we usually have a month later than we're having it. And so that's very strange. And I think that all across the country and around the world, people are experiencing bizarre changes, which can be explained by changes in the heat flux beneath the Earth in the Earth's mantle. We know that the Earth's magnetic field is shifting its position. It's moving from somewhere in the eastern half of Canada and Hudson's Bay around Ellesmere Island to
the
area around Siberia over in upper northeast Russia. So we're experiencing some very bizarre changes, but they all seem to be related in one sense. I think that the sun is falling to a very low level of output to where it suddenly collapsed. Remember how active it was? We had like a 20X flare or something, an X20 flare. They were talking
about flares so great that
they'd never seen
anything
they'd never seen anything like it before back in 2001, 2002.
Yes.
And now the sun has been just totally dead silent. It's been totally collapsed to zero output, and which it does fall off during the low part of the sunspot cycle. But what's happened is the sun has fallen off so much and so abruptly that the solar wind has died down to the point that the cosmic ray bombardment is coming in ways that we weren't expecting it. We're seeing all kinds of effects here that are abnormal. And part of that, I think, is because the solar wind, which is highly charged particles blowing out from the sun, the solar wind no longer blowing past the spinning Earth with its iron core, is no longer generating as strong a magnetic field as it was before, which allows polar magnetic wander. It allows the North Magnetic Pole to wander from its location where it had been to a new location. So the magnetic field is shifting to the west. It's wandering around Canada, moving generally toward the west there. And as it moves, that suggests that inside the Earth that the flows of molten magma beneath our feet, and it's not that far beneath our feet, folks. It's molten not too far down. That's why we have volcanoes. And that molten material is shifting as well. And as all of that starts moving around, you get hot spots in places you didn't have hot spots before. And that causes the weather to change because that heat rises up through the Earth to the surface, heats the air above it, creates a heat dome, and then the jet streams have to flow around that heat dome with the result that you get a different weather pattern than you normally get. And I think that's what we're seeing here. We're seeing dramatic climatic shifts and weather changes because the heat pattern beneath the surface of the Earth has changed, and therefore you're getting these domes of heat that rise up from the Earth itself. It's not global warming due to SUVs. It's global distortion in temperature due to changing fluxes of the Earth's mantle underneath our feet. And that's causing sinkholes. It's causing huge increase in earthquakes. It's causing all of these effects all over the world, as well as strange things happening to the honeybees, which you may or may not realize, orient themselves according to little magnetic sensors that they have. They have a little bit of magnetite in them, and that helps the honeybees to orient themselves and find their way back to the hive. Well, now they don't find their way back to the hive. They end up drowning themselves in swimming pools. They just simply don't know where they're going anymore. Birds, the same thing. We're having birds behaving in strange ways, and a lot of creatures that normally migrate in certain patterns are not following their traditional migration. You see whales and other animals beaching themselves, sea creatures beaching themselves and on the shore, they get lost. I think this is due to the changes in the magnetic field, and all of this is causing just a kind of a general confusion of nature. I think these things are all connected together.
Well,
we've seen changes in the sun.
I know the government.
We're also seeing that there are some strange lights on the moon that they're now photographing. I just saw a news article on that. We've seen stars behaving oddly. There is a star in the mouth of Scorpio, the jaws of death, if you will, that's 407 light years from the Earth, that has started to fluctuate in brightness very dramatically. That started a few years ago, but it's within the last decade that star suddenly flared up. There are a number of strange things going on in the heavens, and most importantly, we're seeing a bunch of very unusual naked-eye comets. A naked-eye comet is actually a once-in-a-lifetime experience, generally speaking. If you're lucky, you get to see two. We've seen, I think now we're on our sixth or seventh one. This is a very strange situation. We've seen, of course, Halley's Comet, everybody's familiar with, and we saw a comet West just before that. And now, in the 1996, there was Comet Hyakutake. A year later, Comet Hale-Bopp. Last year, Comet McNaught, and now Comet Holmes. And Comet Holmes got to be naked eye in a very strange way. It appeared last May, and then it made its closest approach to the sun last May. It was speeding away from the sun and was about 226 million miles from the sun, which is about halfway out, or a little over halfway out to Jupiter, I think. And all of a sudden, it exploded and it became about a million times brighter over the course of about 36 hours. That was an astonishing increase in brightness. It was invisible until it did that. Now it can be seen with the naked eye. And, of course, at the same time now, we have Mars starting to brighten up due to its position. And this
position
is a very unusual combination. Seems to be drawing our attention to Mars and drawing our attention to this comet. Well, guess where the comet was? It was in an astonishing location in the sky. It was crossing through the side of Perseus, who's holding the head of Satan, Rosh Shaitan, as it's called in the Arabic, also called the Medusa, in his hand. And that's exactly the same spot in the heavens that Hyakutake and Hale-Bopp had crossed back in 1996 and 1997. In fact, they had crossed it on the exact same day, April 11th of 1996 for Hyakutake and April 11th of 1997 for Hale-Bopp. That's itself is an extraordinary coincidence, but they crossed the same star in the constellation of Perseus, the star Rosh Shaitan itself, the star, the head of Satan. And now we're going to have this comet Holmes on January 22nd, shortly before that asteroid passes Mars, is going to cross the star Algol, the Ghoul, which is just right next to Rosh Shaitan in the head of Satan, or the head of the Medusa in the hand of Perseus. There's a lot more to say about this. We'll get to that in a moment here after the break.
Well, Zach, I know it's fascinating how everything's showing up, and none of the evangelists, none of the people out there had quoted any of this. They've just said, well, certain things are going to happen. Where were these guys in reading the Bible and interpreting stuff in terms of predicting these events?
Well,
I think it raises a lot of questions.
Has talked about it. He's got it in his biblicalastronomy.com website. You can go check it out there. Bob Wadsworth has been following this sort of thing for many years. He and I are both interested in the same kind of material, and I think you're going to find that that this will become a bigger and bigger topic as more and more people hear about it. You know, the Internet will circulate it very widely.
Absolutely it will.
So
we'll get into more of
what this all means and what exactly Comet Holmes has been doing and is about to do after the break here.
Yeah, well, we'll be back in a moment, folks. Bill Brumbaugh and Olaf Hagee bringing you the latest and greatest in news from a perspective you don't normally hear. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hey, friends, we are back again. Bill Brumbaugh and Olaf Hagee. Olaf, let's pick up where we left off, if we could do that.
Yeah. The comets are traditionally are omens or signs in that God was communicating with man. And everybody believed this, including, obviously, Matthew and everybody else in the New Testament and everybody else in the Old Testament, as well as the pagans and people all over the world and native tribes and so forth. And the reason they believe that, of course, is if you believe that God is up there somewhere and you see funny things going on in the sky, then it would seem to follow that there was some connection between those things happening in the heavens and what God was going to do or what he was doing. Back in the book of Genesis, we have that famous passage in the first chapter where he talks about the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars as well. And it says he made them for signs and for seasons. Now, the seasons we understand, but the signs part is very interesting. The ancient Jewish tradition was that Seth, the son of Adam, had named the stars. And it was usually understood that he had divine inspiration for doing so. And therefore, we may assume that the signs of the heavens, which are fairly consistent amongst peoples, which is itself is interesting, probably have significance with regard to what is going to happen on the earth. And indeed, when Jesus was born, the Magi were looking up at the heavens, and they were seeing alignments and conjunctions of stars, and they were relating that to the birth of the Messiah. So the things that we're seeing here very possibly signify that something important is going to happen. And we can see that if we look back to what happened when Hayakatake and Hale-Bopp were in the sky. Hale-Bopp came by on April 11th, 1997, 1 year to the day after Hayakatake had come by crossing Rosh Chitan, the head of Satan, in the side of Perseus. He's holding this severed head. It's one of the three Gorgons whose head he's cut off. And he's got a sword waving over his head, and he has sliced this Gorgon's head off. Well, the Hebrew name for this sign, Perseus, is Peretz. Now, Peretz is actually the name of the ancestral family of the house of Judah, of which the Messiah, Jesus, comes. And therefore, there is a direct connection between this sign of Perseus and the prophecy of the Messiah coming and getting rid of the Antichrist and smashing the head of Satan. You'll notice in Genesis 3:15 it says that his heel will crush his head. You know, that prophecy there. So this idea that the head of Satan is going to get crushed or is going to get hit or in some way suffer a blow at the hands of the seed of the woman, the virgin-born son of this line, this prophesied Messiah or king or savior, has been around for a very long time. So we look up at the sky and we see that we have two comets crossing Rosh Chitan, the actual star named Rosh Chitan, in the head of Satan, being held by Peretz, or, if you will, by the Messiah, with his sword over his head. That is certainly not a coincidence. That's an amazing thing to happen. It happened at the Passover time of the year, April 11th. And to do it, it wasn't actually the Passover of those years, but it's that time or season of the year. And then on April 11th, 1997, when Hale-Bopp came by and he was crossing that star, somebody calls up the Turin Chapel in Italy and says, you'd better rescue the Shroud of Turin from your chapel because it's going to be on fire tonight. And about half an hour before the fire actually broke out, they warned the bishop there to remove the Shroud of Turin from the chapel. Well, he ignored them. He thought it was a crank call. But sure enough, a half hour later, the fire broke out, and it was a fireman who actually carried the shroud out of the chapel. And, of course, they took it into the bishop's house and to the chancellery there, laid it out on his dining room table so as to guarantee, you know, that nothing had happened to it. But you see, and there's photographs taken by the media showing people walking around the table touching the Shroud of Turin with their hands. And I've always wondered if somebody might not have had some tape on their hands to try to pick up a sample of the blood to go and do a DNA test on it or something. You know how the news reporters are. They'll hound you to death in tunnels in Paris if you're not careful. So I always wondered if somebody had taken a sample of DNA. Well, just a year later, actually, on the 2000th anniversary of the birth of Jesus in September of 1998, the Ra'elians up in Canada announced, that's Ra'elian, Ra'elians, you know, they announced that they had cloned a human being, a man, a male, they said, but they destroyed, they claimed, the embryo 18 days later. Let's see, 18, that's 3 times 6, right? 666?
Yep.
They said they had destroyed the embryo and that he's not alive right now, okay? So you can rest assured he's not alive at the moment. But that's
okay, well,
what they
folks, we're alive, and we'll be back in a minute. Please stay tuned.
From.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Well, you're listening to the Proactive News with Bill Brumbaugh. This is Olaf Hagee, and I believe we have a call on the line. Melissa.
Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa. How are you doing?
Well, pretty good.
What's your question?
Well, it's not really a question. It's just I wanted to help clarify for maybe people that are listening that don't understand why you're talking about signs in the heavens. This is exactly what the Magi were doing 2,000 years ago and before. They were watching the stars looking for the sign that the king would be born. And what they saw was astrological events, or astronomical events, actually, that stars were aligning, signs in the heavens were taking place, and when they saw the king star lining up with Virgo and Leo, you know, the Regulus, the king star in the constellation of Leo lining up with Virgo, they knew that the child was being born. And they took off on their trip, you know, packing camels and a whole troop of people, because nobody traveled alone in those days because you got robbed. And it took them from wherever they were, maybe Tibet or wherever, they had to cross a long distance to get to Bethlehem looking for, you know, Jerusalem, looking for this child who was born. And they did it all on the fact that the stars were lining up like they had been watching for for millennia. And
they probably were looking at several different things at once. I'm glad you mentioned this because you bring out the point that they understood that Leo the lion into the house of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Understood that the star Regulus stood for the little king,
mm-hmm.
Which is what it means, and which is also the brightest star in Leo.
Right,
the
and it wasn't
star,
some
is sometimes it, called. And they understood that the king star, or literally, it was probably Zadek, righteousness, which is their name for the planet Jupiter, which was circling Regulus at the time, actually made a little loop around it. And that's as seen from the Earth, obviously. It doesn't actually make little loops in the sky.
Right.
But it does when the Earth backs up and relative to Jupiter in terms of their relative positions in the sky as viewed from the Earth. There's what we call retrograde motion of the planets. As the Earth catches up and passes Jupiter, it creates a little looping effect with the planets as they are seen against the background of the stars. And so they saw Jupiter make a little loop around Regulus, and then they saw it move into a close conjunction with the planet Venus, which, of course, stands for the woman, in this case Eve, and the seed prophecy in Genesis 3:15 that we were mentioning before. But it also was understood to relate to Israel, that the inheritance of Eve's line was considered to have come down, in effect, to Mary, the mother of Jesus. And you can see that, for example, when you look in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, where they relate the mother of Jesus to the sign of Virgo, the virgin.
Right.
So they saw all of these things in the heavens, the constellations, the individual star names, and the planets as being related to prophecies. And that tells you that there wasn't anything in the sky that they didn't think God had providence over and control over, and that he wasn't in charge of. They saw the whole thing as being, if you will, part of God's plan and design of the heavens and everything that was happening. I don't think they came from Tibet, however.
Well, wherever they came from, I'm not sure on that point, but...
They were following Daniel's prophecy, so they obviously knew Daniel's stories, and they would probably therefore have come from Babylon.
Okay.
But let me
just say this. This time of the year, we see it everywhere, this gigantic bright star and three wise men following behind it, right?
Christmas star, right?
It didn't happen that way because it would have burned the planet up.
Well,
if we had this giant star... You know, leaving these guys with a carrot and a stick. No, they were watching the stars because God wrote his story in the stars when he created the heavens and the earth. This is amazing to me. Now, I do have a question that just came to mind, but let me first just mention this. If anybody wants to look at it, there's something at a website called truthortradition.com, and you'd go to the first page and you'd look for the Birth of Christ videos. And it's a four-part series done by a man named John Shainheit, who is a biblical scholar and a researcher. And he puts it all together with the timelines and when was Jesus Christ really born. And it lines up with Ernest L. Martin's research. And to the best of our ability, you know, as humans, he's done a really good job of putting this together with Scripture. So that would just be something in case people are wondering what was the Christmas story really about. And then the question I had, back in 1993...
I'd like to comment before you go... Ernest Martin and I corresponded about this issue for many years before he passed away in February of 2002. And I believe Ernest was in error by a month in the Hebrew calendar. He was using the modern rabbinical calendar to come up with his date in the Hebrew calendar, and that was not the same calendar that was in use 2,000 years ago. It had been changed in the 4th century by Hillel II, a point that unfortunately Ernest had not taken account of, as you can see by reading all of his books on the subject, all of which I have.
And what date did he say?
Well, he said it was the first of Tishri or Rosh Hashanah.
right.
on the first day of the seventh month. And it was actually the first day of the sixth month at the time. And that's a very important point, and I go into that.
Well, why wouldn't God have, done it on the Feast of Trumpets, announcing the birth of the king?
Well, he didn't. It's not a question of why wouldn't he have done it. The fact is he didn't do it that way.
Okay, well, was there a special day in the Hebrew calendar on the sixth month?
Oh, yes. The first day of the sixth calendar was the beginning of the Israelites' march on the Holy Land. The day they started the march, their first blood was shed on the eighth day of the sixth month, which would have been the day that Jesus had his circumcision.
Right.
And that day is also the same day that the Romans finally conquered Jerusalem on the eighth day of the sixth month in 70 A.D., and the last blood shed in the battle over Jerusalem, if you will, was shed on that date, so that the circumcision of Jesus covered all the blood of Israel shed from the beginning of the wars back in the days of Moses until the Romans finally conquered Jerusalem in the year 70, which essentially brought the Old Covenant to an end.
Right.
So the bloodshed of the circumcision and the period of the circumcision of the flesh, if you will, was encompassed by the little bit of blood that was shed in the circumcision of Jesus. The blood of Jesus was so precious in the sight of God that even that little bit of blood that was shed when he was circumcised, in God's sight, covered the entire amount of blood shed from the beginning of the wars over Jerusalem in the days of Moses all the way on down to the end of the shedding of blood under the Old Covenant in the year 70 A.D. So it was not a minor thing in God's sight at all to have Jesus born on the first day of the sixth month.
And all of this ties into I hear a lot of preachers talking about how we have to, be washed in the blood and bathed in the blood and all this, and it becomes blood worship in
yeah.
my understanding. It's just too gross to even think about when
but
you understand that
something.
Blood signifies the death, and that's what it's all about. It's not so much that we're supposed to relish this bloody mess, but rather that it signifies the life of the person is in the blood, and that's why blood is important.
Yeah, in Jeremiah 4, God says circumcision is not of the flesh, but of the heart, of the spirit.
Right, right.
And he's indicating there that was just a symbol of the blood of Jesus that would be shed in his circumcision. And that you have to understand that the real circumcision that he's looking for is the cutting off of the uncleanness of our hearts.
Right.
And that was the circumcision, if you will, of Christianity. And that the circumcision of the flesh was symbolic of what was to come. And we need to see it really the way God sees it, where the spirit is far more important, obviously, than the flesh, which is just a symbol of what is going on in the inner person.
Right,
so
right. And it will come to, the flesh will come to naught where our spirit will go on accordingly to how we lived our lives and what was accounted unto us as righteousness. My question is, back in 93, I think it was 93, when a comet split apart and hit Jupiter?
It was 1994, and it hit Jupiter in 21 pieces, 3 times 7, on the 9th of Ab. The 9th of Ab is, that day was, in that year, 1994, was July 16th. That was the very day I made my first tape.
Huh.
Very
well, my question, though...
I was making Secrets of Petra while it was hitting Jupiter.
My question would be, at the time, I remember seeing it on the news, the pictures they showed, where they thought that the largest pieces hit, and it was in the lower, I think, right-hand quadrant of Jupiter.
Well, Jupiter was spinning throughout the period of time it was hitting, and there was this long string of 21 impacts all
uh-huh.
the way around Jupiter.
But was it all in a certain area, or was it all over Jupiter?
Oh, no, it was all at the same, roughly about the same latitude.
Okay. Was it in the lower portion? Center, upper portion, what?
The lower portion, yeah.
Okay. This would be, see, I'm looking for these signs in the stars all the time. I think that they are, portending what is coming.
The trouble is the telescopes sometimes turn Jupiter upside down, and it's because of the way they operate. And so it's not clear as to whether north is up or set down or whatever.
Oh, well, but from looking at it as the pictures were on the screen, it was the bottom right-hand portion.
Right.
And my thoughts went to Genesis 3:15, where God told the serpent, you know, you're gonna bruise his head, but he's gonna you're gonna bruise his heel, but he's gonna crush your head. Well, if it's the bottom portion of Jupiter, the King Star, or you know whatever Jupiter is, wasn't it called the King Star?
As it were, the heel of Jupiter.
Yeah, the bruising of the heel of the king.
So it would follow that something should bruise the head of Mars.
Or crush the head of Mars, I hope.
Yes.
Yes, and all of this is to get our attention so that we don't lose hope that this thing is just going to keep going on forever. And I know Bill might not agree with that, but, you know, this thing, if I didn't have the hope of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't think I would want to keep taking breaths.
Well, I don't think any of us would.
Well, yeah, because this place is getting worser and worser all the time.
No choice about it.
Well, on my CDs, the MP3 CDs that I'm offering, I do have a lot of discussions. The first one talks about the birth of Jesus and the visit of the Magi and the dating of it and so forth. And the second one has something on it about the Mars being hit and so forth. So I think you find those very interesting.
Yeah, I got the first two, then I went back and ordered the second two, and I haven't got them yet. But my problem is I have a computer and I have a DVD player that will play them, but I don't have anything portable to take them with me while I'm working, which is what I do with my thinking all day because I work by myself.
That's why you get an iPod.
I know. That's next on my list. I'm so sick of all these stupid devices.
I know. So am I. I wish we could just keep with tapes forever because
I know.
Easy to edit and everything. It's much harder to do it this way. And
yes, but I'm glad you did. I mean, this is quite an undertaking.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, I would just say that, you know, that God is still telling us his story in the stars, and as things happen, don't just go, oh, it was a shooting star, it was a comet, oh boy. No, this is amazing. This is God showing himself strong.
We should remember that these things were set in motion thousands of years ago.
That's right.
These comets come by after very long periods of the heavens. Hyakutake had taken 20,000 years to come from Argo, the Ark of Safety there. And Hale-Bopp had taken 4,000 years. I don't know what the period of Comet Holmes is. I believe this is a one-shot, so it's pretty much taken forever to get here.
Now, do you agree with Jim McCanney about it? Might be the formation of a planet in our solar system?
That it could be the exploded remains of a planet that was once in our solar system, you mean?
Right. Well, he's saying that it's actually the formation. This is how it happens, that it explodes, then it solidifies, then it expands and becomes an actual planet.
Yeah, he believes too much in some of the things that Velikovsky said about Venus and other things. I think that's distorted his understanding of comet formation. I've studied Velikovsky for over 40 years, and I don't think that that's a correct interpretation of the situation. But that's much too much to get into right now. I've got a lot still to cover here.
Well, and even though he's a brilliant man, I mean, obviously a brilliant man, still we can't put our hands on these things and look at them under microscopes and actually,
well,
this is still theory.
Well, he's into the electromagnetic field concepts, and there's a lot to that. But
right.
You can't explain everything with just one theory. That's the problem I had with Velikovsky. It's a problem I have with McCanney. It's a problem I have with an awful lot of these guys. They make one discovery, and then they try to explain everything else with it.
Right.
And,
but
there's a limitation on what you can explain with any one theory.
Well, and what
Absolutely.
We do, if we're good stewards our logic and intellect, is we examine everything and hold fast to that which is good.
That's correct. That's what Paul said, and I believe that. I stand on that one.
All right. Hey, Bill, how are you doing?
Oh, okay. I was trying to read on my part. I'm sorry?
I didn't mean to, like, exclude you from this whole thing, but I'm just hot for this stuff. This is so amazing to me.
It gets better. So
I know.
Stay tuned here. We'll be back in about a minute here. I think we got before the break.
All right. I'll let you guys go. Have a great one.
Take care, Melissa. So, like, I know she's bringing up relevant topics. We kind of really strayed off of where we were going, though. So I'd like to get back to that if we could all.
Well, it's nice to have somebody who's actually bought the MP3 CDs and is listening to the
call. Yeah, no, I understand.
So I'm happy to hear from her. There's a lot more to cover, and I know we can't get started with too much here. It might be a good time to mention that we do have these MP3 CDs available. You can go to my website, thetimequest.com, thetimequest, all one word, thetimequest.com. And on the upper left-hand side, underneath that burning torch thing there, and underneath the cancer reference, you'll see a click spot there to go to the place where you order the MP3 CDs. And it's been totally fixed. You can go there real quick now. You don't have to wait for anything to load. It's very fast, very efficient, a lot easier to follow than it was before.
I guess I'll give out my contact information when we return. We'll be back right after this. Bill Brown, Ma, Olaf Hagee, bringing you the product news.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, we're back.
Yes, I'm back from trying to keep from freezing to death.
I know. Stoking that fire is a major challenge, yeah. I'll bet.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I know they've been talking about the fact that we're in an age of global warming, and we talked about the fact that we've trickled back and forth. It's like the chart I sent you was wrong, but it brought up an interesting point, because we go through alternative series on the Earth here between the hot and the cold.
Well, there are times and seasons, and I think the sun is the regulator of all of these things. And we go through periods where 40 years of global warming from the sun and 40 years of global cooling. You can go back over the centuries here, and you can see that cycle. It's very pronounced, and we're in a warming phase right now, as Al Gore is so frequently pointing out to us, although he's trying to blame it on the lack of nuclear power plants that he's shilling for in his video
and
out there.
That's total crap, but, because the fact is nuclear power is dangerous. The people
I mean,
of this country
his whole
don't
purpose
really
is,
have any
you know,
idea.
His science advisor, Jim Henson, is being paid by the nuclear power industry. So Al Gore basically is a commercial for nuclear power, and that hardly is a solution to a problem that's taking place in the sun. We're not going to be able to solve it with nuclear power plants. In any case, they're not replacing fossil fuel in your cars, for example, unless suddenly we're all going to be driving these Chevys to get, what, 40 miles of range a day. I don't know why they can't learn a lesson from Tesla Motors. Their cars are battery-powered cars, get 250 miles of range. Gee, it's odd. I guess General Motors maybe just doesn't want to make electric cars. Maybe that's the answer to that.
I think the political power is kind of behind it, because it's like these guys want to push the fossil fuels. They just want to push it. And they're totally ignoring the stuff on Discovery Channel, the simple truths of what is really happening. It just really makes me sick.
Yeah. Well, I've got more to discuss about the whole issue of the stars and the comets and so forth. We'll get back on track on that as we start the second hour of the program.
Okay. Well, that'll be a couple minutes, I think.
Yes, we got a couple minutes to
yeah.
Well, did you want to give out your contact information?
Yeah,
I got mine
I
out
would.
Before the last break, and you were kind of
yeah.
unable to get yours out.
Well, my name is Bill Brumbaugh.
It is?
B-R-U-M-B-A-U-G-H. My email is mrproactive@altopia.com, or you can send it to bill@proactivenews.com, spelled exactly like it sounds, proactivenews.com. That's also my website, proactivenews.com. I'd love to hear from you guys. I have an extensive email list. I put out pretty much contemporary news, but it's like I include everything Olaf sends me and everything that we talk about on the air. So I try hard to do that. It's like I've heard from many people, many talk show hosts are on the list. It's a real good list, and they find a lot of stuff out from us. So I just hope and pray they're telling the truth.
Yeah, there is an email contact thing for me on that page, quest.com. And don't forget the of the timequest.com. Without the, you go to somebody else's website. So make sure you type in TimeQuest, thetimequest.com to get there.
All right, and I've got about, several thousand, actually, radio shows I've done. I'm trying to put some of it together on a CD-ROM to make available to you people. And it's like I hope and pray I can do that soon. I'm having a little trouble lining it up. I don't know what the heck I'm doing wrong. But in the meantime, it is break time. We'll be back in a minute. Bill Brumbaugh and Olaf Hagee bring you the Proactive News.